First, we have my father, Thomas O'Connor Jr. He's a representative to me of the Irish settlers of this area. He has worked the ranches since he was basically was born, grew up on them, took over running the ranches from his older brother when the older brother was enlisted in World War II. Ran the ranches from 1942, I believe, until his death in 1996. One of my favorite remembrances or images of my father was standing in his living room in his dirty working clothes from the end of the day, dusting his Dresden bird collection with an artist brush. Next we have Alejandro de la Garza. He represents to me the Spanish-Mexican progression through Texas beginning in the 16th century. When the Spanish first arrived. He's a direct descendant of Carlos de la Garza, a Mexican national who started the famous Carlos Ranch on the San Antonio River after the Mexican Revolution. They were, of course, here long before the Irish ever settled the area. Records show that they arrived at La Bahia with the Spanish probably in the late 1700s. And the Hispanic cowhand's contribution, I feel, to the culture was the tradition of the vaquero, the tradition of the horseman. Next, we have Georgia Lee Swickheimer, who is of German descent. She not only represents to me the German ranchers, but is one of the women who daily work their pastures and cow pens on their family's ranches. She's a retired Marine Corps captain and was in the Marine Corps for 20 years before she came home and took over the ranches when her father died. Miss Gertrude was a cook on the Welder Ranch, a neighboring rancher to my family. The great contribution of the blacks to the culture, I feel, was their understanding and love of the animals they worked with. They were descendants of tribes of herdsmen in Africa. Our beloved Mr. Richard Harris, he's a descendant of slaves, as were all the blacks in the area. He was a cowhand and ultimately foreman on the Murphy Ranches on the San Antonio River, which is a neighboring ranch to us. He once said to me, "I was with the Murphy so long, I thought I was a Murphy." Most of the large ranches are owned by the Irish in that area, and the Irish were able to work these people and work with these people simply because they essentially understood them. It has definitely produced a unique culture down there. There's not any other that I've ever been aware of quite like it.